smile makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give smile makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune in to Health and Wealth. Weekdays at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I'm waiting for Paul to write some words and Joe to play some licks. And I'm waiting for Joe to play some chords while Paul writes me a hit.
Playing me drums.
While the real talent writes me a hit song, playing me drums, peace and love. Oh, you're almost done in the other room then.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 8 o'clock, stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president praising the vote yesterday to move forward with debate on health care and criticizing those not on board, telling a crowd in Youngstown, Ohio.
Any senator who votes against repeal and replace is telling America that they are fine with the Obamacare nightmare, and I predict they'll have a lot of problems.
One of those senators facing possible problems, at least from his Twitter feed, Republican Lisa Murkowski, a no vote, who he slammed on Twitter. Ohio's first execution in 3 years set to be carried out this morning.
The Supreme Court refusing to give Ronald Phillips more time to pursue more appeals. The justices Tuesday evening denied three separate requests for a stay of execution, one over the fact that Phillips was 19 when he raped and beat to death his girlfriend's three-year-old daughter.
Fox's Jack Callahan, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Some morning radio programs are filled with a bunch of jerks. Well, not this one. You found Greg Budell.
I've got a special purpose!
Jay Scott.
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Emily Hayes.
And remember, the Lord loves a working man.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
He hates these cans!
So grab your thermos and sit back. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
You see that? That's and this? Shinola.
Shinola.
Son, you're gonna be all right.
That is the moment in life we all live for. That Shinola moment. Jay knows the difference. Certainly Rich Thomas does. But what about Emily? She knows the difference, too.
Emily, why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
Really having a little laugh.
Hey, so where's that? I mean, I hate to talk about things on the air that are behind the scenes, but wasn't there another rusty clip this morning that we tried to hear?
Oh, that was the one that was still embedded in the email that this wonderful computer Macintosh Windows 86 computer would not open.
You still haven't been able to get it then?
No.
Okay, so we still haven't heard it yet.
We'll hear it tomorrow.
Oh.
No, I pried and I pried and I tried and I tried and I just can't get it to open up.
Not today.
So what are we going to do now?
I don't know. You're asking me? I can look at all this stuff I got. Here's the topic. Mm-hmm.
Did you want to save one of those questions for tomorrow?
We could.
Give me the. Let me hang out
we'll
with
put
that.
Put it in the stack of saved questions for tomorrow, because there's a bunch of those. Oh, by the way, coming up, Barney the Dinosaur, who has a great way of explaining complicated issues to the young without traumatizing them, will talk about herbal remedies.
Blech.
Which sometimes. Did you ever get the castor oil threat or treatment?
No, we didn't have castor oil at our house. We had other things, but not castor oil.
In our house, castor oil was the equivalent of the Libyan national anthem. If my dad couldn't get the response he wanted, keep it up, buddy, and you'll be down in a tablespoonful of castor oil.
Isn't it like fish oil? Is that what it is?
Very unpleasant taste, and sometimes even more unpleasant after effects.
I understand what it does to your constitution.
It's a vegetable oil.
It's a vegetable oil?
That's gross.
Obtained by pressing the seeds of the castor oil plant.
Oh, boy.
Wow, way to get creative, y'all.
Did you have paragoric at your house?
Ipecac.
It was the remedy for everything. It was apparently highly addictive because it's.
I don't recall Peric Goric.
Yeah.
I didn't even call it single Goric.
Yeah. Paragoric.
Oh man, the only herbal remedies or home remedies that we ever got was the you're sick, you have a cough, here's some whiskey, here's some honey.
Dad would rub our gums or when your teeth were coming in with whiskey and you know, yeah, sure, they would do that.
That would produce
we were happy kids.
A very odd combination of a sound when you have an infant in pain.
Oh man,
we were happy kids.
It's theater of the mind.
I know, you do such a good job.
Except do in you my wanna... case it's more theater of the mindless.
Okay, so it's Wednesday, we're halfway through the week. How many callers have we had?
33.
Ew, y'all, 33.
Go for 700.
712.
I remember last week at this time we were in the 70s already.
We were. See,
this is why it's insane to get into these numbers.
Who cares?
Okay, so cool points wise, I just want y'all to remember that. We don't care about numbers when I tell you what the cool points are this week so far.
You know, evaluating your show by the number of callers is like evaluating your based on, come on.
No, you gotta, evaluating your what based on what? I don't know.
That's our conundrum at 272-9228 Philadelphia.
Oh, gracious. Okay, so Bailey and Jay are tied in cool points.
With zero?
With zero.
I was right.
The callers and Rich are tied with four.
I don't remember anything I did to get a cool point.
I gave you two cool points for that old weather board. For some reason, it's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, gosh.
And then Greg in the lead with six. Look at that.
I don't know why. I'm not going to get a raise. I'm not going to get a trophy. But it sure makes me happy. Speaking of trophies, tonight at Baumhauer's, and we're going to be celebrating 84's anniversary, a bunch of things.
Yeah.
We will award yet another participation trophy to a listener. So come and join us at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard right after happy hour. Actually, the group starts gathering before 6 at the round tables. That's why we call it nights at the round tables. If you want booth space, we can arrange for that as well. So don't let that stop you from coming. And if you're new, and we've had first-timers each of the last several weeks, just let us know so we can introduce you. You're going to meet a lot of people that you feel like you know because you've heard them on the radio before and so forth. So we try every way possible to make it comfortable. Great food, great menu at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard tonight. And you could be the one that wins that handsome participation trophy award.
How exciting.
Range. All right, 9 minutes after 8, we've got a talented guy here who's not going to give us the forecast, but the name of a plumber.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
We've had a problem with fog this morning, but things are getting a whole lot better now. I'm looking at visibilities at area airports and like, for instance, Montgomery's Danley Field, Montgomery Regional Airport, is up to 3 miles now after half a mile last hour. So it looks like that problem is getting better. We'll see a sun and cloud mix today. I'm trying to bring up the satellite picture while we're at it here. I'll get it in a moment. Look for a high temperature today. Warmer than yesterday. We had 89, held down by clouds and showers, and some of you had a boatload of rain yesterday. Some of you had more than 3 inches. Low to mid-90s today, about 93. Low tonight down to about 75. And then looking ahead to tomorrow, a very hot day. Mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices. Widely scattered afternoon storms tomorrow. And it looks like the high temperature on Friday will reach about 94 with triple-digit heat indices again. Rain chances on Friday evening increasing a bit as a frontal system approaches the area. This is the front that will take all day to get through the state on Saturday with a high temperature around 89 and scattered showers and storms with the front. And then storms thin out on Sunday. We're looking at rain chances more in the 20% range perhaps on Sunday with a high temperature around 90. Cloudy skies this morning, incredible humidity. Temperature is 78 now with a 200-foot ceiling out at the airport at 811. I want to talk to you about our friends at Plumbing by Luke Quire. You've heard us talk about Luke Quire for years. In fact, I started using them for the AC and heating, which they still have been doing. They still do. They've been doing that since 76. But their plumbing department, which has been around for over two decades, is second to none. And they came out and did a whole house plumbing inspection at my house. And let me tell you, it took them about 35 minutes to do it. They check out all your plumbing inside and out, top and bottom, and they try to find lurking problems. My house got a good report, and fortunately I didn't have anything, and this is great peace of mind to know that everything's okay. But anything from a leaky faucet to a broken pipe, Plumbing by LukeWire can help you out. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem always. At Plumbing by LukeWire, they're ready 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They'll take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. I find they're also prompt. When they tell you they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. I've had less than satisfying experiences with other plumbers over the years. So I was glad to find somebody I could really depend on. As they say at Plumbing by LukeWire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at LukeWire. You can call them at 264-9666 or visit them at acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab and tell them I sent you. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right, let's revisit the movie we saw yesterday. Coming up, we also want to talk about
she didn't
what y'all got to do on a friend date.
I'll tell you what, take a minute here and think about the greatest album ever done by a woman. Which one you would pick, because you're well-versed in music.
I don't like a lot of chick singers.
What about Jagged Little Pill? Did you like
that? fronted by a chick band. I still think Tragic Kingdom's a solid record from No Doubt.
Yeah.
It's a really solid record.
Didn't make the list. Well, we have a list of the top 10 greatest albums by women.
Tapestries.
Believe it or not,
the Duke Spirit.
Tapestries.
Tapestry on it, but not at the top. At the bottom.
Is that
number
right?
10? Yeah,
it's the biggest seller, the most on the charts. Biggest
we'll
on the charts.
Run down the list in a moment. First, though, we need to hit the traffic dungeon.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of accidents to call to your attention. Atlanta Highway at Chantilly and also Fieldcrest at Vaughan Road. So watch out for those two. Took a peek outside to see how the traffic was moving on 85 just a few minutes ago, and it looks like most of the fog has lifted there. Be careful. There could still be some patches of it wherever you are. Interstate systems are moving along pretty well, not seeing anything too much on Atlanta Highway or the Boulevard. As we look at the rush hour crowd here, let's see where they are now. Everything looks like it's starting to clear up a little bit, and especially up on the Wetumpka Highway around Redland Road and 65 southbound has cleared up very nicely. Also, that big delay that we had on the Eastern Boulevard has taken care of itself. It's all gone away. The 2017 fall registration at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the 31st, with classes beginning August 18th. Financial aid's available for those who qualify. Trenum State, the college for real careers, call 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance.
1-800-INJURE.
All right, the album selected is the best ever made by a woman.
Yep.
Joni Mitchell's Blue from 1971.
I don't know it.
I don't know it either.
Who did they...
I know it vaguely only because in the early days of FM radio...
Yeah. It's some Joni Mitchell.
When we were... A little Joni Mitchell. Mm-hmm. When we were trained not to sound like disc jockeys on the AM side of the dial.
Hey.
I remember playing Joni Mitchell and being, the double album that she did is interesting because it's got a picture of her naked standing on the Pacific Coast Highway.
Oh, really?
Which I thought was very artsy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But Help Me was the only song that we played that ever became like
Help
a commercial.
Help Me Stand Naked in the Highway.
Pink Paradise.
Hell, man.
Pink Paradise put up a parking lot.
A big yellow taxi.
Big yellow taxi came.
Yeah, no.
Never. Now, this is where it gets obtuse, but keep in mind, this is coming from NPR, the music experts. This is where our tax dollars are being spent.
I don't know. Their Tiny Desk concerts are really good.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill was number two.
What? If Shovels and Rope isn't on this list, I'm done. I'm done with them.
It's not.
Well, I'm done.
I Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone, 1965.
What?
I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You by Aretha Franklin in 1967. Supa Dupa Fly by Missy Elliott, a 1997 release.
That's a jam.
We were talking about that this morning.
That is a jam.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, no, you can vouch for that one. All right.
I never heard of it.
This chick be Onesie, who we see in the news all the time. Lemonade was number six.
I still haven't seen or heard or care.
No. Horses by Patti Smith from 1975.
That's really all it is.
That's side two.
You, Rich Thomas, you crack me up, buddy.
I am Paul Bruchel.
Now, Pearl by Janis Joplin is number eight.
Okay. Now that's okay.
You know, that should be ranked much higher. Mm-hmm. By the way, Reels Channel, which does all of these documentaries on how celebrities died, and uses actors. You know, the one they did on the Carpenters was very touching because it really showed you the pain that Karen Carpenter was in and the way she was abused by her mother and brother, not physically, but emotionally, how awful they were to her. Janis Joplin was somebody I did not like at the time, but I've grown to like her music as time has passed. But when you see her story, here's another one that took all kinds of, like, I forget what school it was, but I think the University of Texas, somebody voted her the most attractive guy or something, or the ugliest man on campus. I forget what it was, but it was terribly insulting, and you could see nobody would want to. You know,
she died at the magic age of what?
27. Yeah. Where many, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, all 27.
That list goes on.
Yes, it does. Back to Black by Amy Winehouse, 2006.
Let's see what we think of that one.
Mark Ronson produced that record. That's why it's good.
And Carole King's Tapestry, which is one of the biggest sellers of all time, is number 10.
Absolutely.
Well, I just listen to different things, I suppose.
Well,
in fact, Tapestry was on the charts and number one for more than any other female act of all time.
Yeah, that was the dominant album and single, It's Too Late, from the summer of 1971.
Remember the cover?
You did on your broadcasting school, right?
Yeah. Remember the cover?
It was beige.
Yeah, and with her sitting there kind of all
she was clothed. That's why he doesn't remember it. Like, he remembers that Joni Mitchell record. Oh!
I will admit
guys are
that help you remember things.
Yes, it does.
And it's also very, very imperative that you learn how to take good care of them.
You can't show your bosom for 3 o'clock.
Because we don't want them to turn into crispy critters. You were expecting something?
I don't know.
What were they basing the criteria on? Did they say that?
Well, it's NPR.
So
pretentiousness probably rates very highly.
Well, I was going to say, was it a poll that they did on their site? Because then,
they are kind of pretentious.
Well, they actually did a list of 150. So if you didn't hear your favorite mentioned on the list, you can go to npr.org, hold your nose, and go through the...
I just think of so many, I suppose, more recent than what was on that list.
Yeah.
By a lot.
That's...
You know, as far as successful, you know, you look at Madonna, Britney Spears.
Even Atlantis Morissette.
Atlantis Morissette.
The biggest selling.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Keep hitting the table.
Keep critiquing me.
I'll turn this truckster right around, please.
When you flick that pin again, it goes in your eyeball.
Actually, you know what? I am going to have to take an action here.
Oh, that's right.
Because look at
the time.
As a famous weatherman once said,
"Boy, look at the time."
She's gone, gone, gone.
She's gone, she's gone.
Well, my baby's done gone away.
Goodbye, so long, farewell. I'll be just saying goodbye.
I'll be seeing you.
We meet again.
And if you was gone,
I've left the building.
Emily, why do you have to make everything such a production?
What did you say?
Emily, why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
Because y'all are going to plan another friend date while I'm gone.
Oh, no. We're not going to leave.
I didn't go on the friend date either.
That doesn't sound right. Friend date. We went to the movie and saw a war movie.
Yeah, because we have a passionate interest in this particular.
We saw a war movie. Wasn't a date.
There were explosions. People were dying. Wasn't a date.
So who did the old yawn and...
Just let me know.
That was the theater.
Y'all have my number, right?
It was the theater.
Can you not start talking about this again?
What about it?
Six
half
people?
A dozen? Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the time to go, man. I don't enjoy being in a theater.
Well, your friend's at work, yeah. It's time to go.
Coming up, today's edition of News of the Weird has a little bit of everything, including the latest on our gender-neutral ship.
USS Pat.
That's so funny.
That's hilarious. That's the moment of the day.
Venus Williams. We'll have some stuff on her. And thank you.
Caught that. Caught it.
You hold up your mitt in the studio, you'll catch it eventually. So that's coming up in News of the Weird just ahead. And later on this hour, our Morning Maroon nominees at 8:22. If you are a do-it-yourselfer when it comes to taking care of your lawn, your garden, and so forth, all the tools you need are available at Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northern Boulevard, right next to Walter Craig. Now, yes, the professionals go there, and with good reason. They get the best equipment, but they know they can bring it back there for service, repair, warranty work, whatever. And their pricing structure is very competitive. The latest offering are the battery-charged edgers and trimmers by Steel. These have been a long-awaited product introduction. They have them at Lewis Lawn starting at $129.99. But everything I use to maintain the outside of my home, my Toro mower, my Steel blower, all of the stuff that I use, I have purchased at Lewis Lawn. It was not given to me because this is a thing that it's an issue with me. I will never ask you to spend a dime of your money at a place where I'm not willing to spend my own. And it's a great decision to make because you get a warranty with everything you buy. But what good is it if you go to a store that doesn't have a service department? Then, well, here's an 800 number. Call them and good luck. Mwah. Appreciate your business. At Lewis Lawn, it's all about building relationships, and they're really phenomenal people. From the Lewises themselves, Amy and Haley at the counter, and Chad Sasser is the guy who can tell you about manufacturers' incentives and specials. Call him, 244-9191. 244-9191 at Lewis Lawn, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Oh, my God.
Alabama State School Superintendent Michael Sinnott was on the hot seat Tuesday. Board Vice President Stephanie Bell called for his evaluation, and he didn't do well. He could have scored a 1, 2, or 3 on any given part, but his scores overall were low. He averaged a 1 to 1.5. Erica Brooke Gardner got pulled over in Conecuh County in Lenox. She got out of her ride, and crystal meth fell out of her pants. You know what? She had an excuse, though. She told officers, hey, these aren't my pants. No, they're not my pants. Must be the other meth user. Police also found a meth pipe. Congratulations to K-9 Officer Orion, credited with that meth pipe find. And there's this. Booger the pig got loose. 400-pound pig. It attacked a little 3-year-old girl, got on top of her, bit a chunk out of her arm before they got it off of her. Booger, buddy, you gonna be ham this Christmas. That's Headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Traffic is brought to you by Brian Jewelry in Prattville, next to Guardian Credit Union, serving the River Region with great service, great prices, and great memories for over 60 years. Visit them on Facebook for their deal of the day. Brian Jewelry in Prattville.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of accidents to call to your attention. Atlanta Highway at Chantilly and also Fieldcrest at Vaughn Road. So watch out for those two. Took a peek outside to see how the traffic was moving on 85 just a few minutes ago, and it looks like most of the fog has lifted there. Be careful. There could still be some patches of it wherever you are. Interstate systems are moving along pretty well, not seeing anything too much on Atlanta Highway or the Boulevard. As we look at the rush hour crowd here, let's see where they are now.
Everything looks like it's starting to clear up a little bit, and especially up on the Wetumpka Highway around Redland Road and 65 southbound has cleared up very nicely. Also, that big delay that we had on the Eastern Boulevard has taken care of itself. It's all gone away. The 2017 fall registration at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the 31st, with classes beginning August 18th. Financial aid's available for those who qualify. Trenum State, the college for real careers, call 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance. 1-800-INJURE.
Is made for quality legal services to perform is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Bill's Handyman Service.
Yeah, Bill, this is Larry Jones. You installed whole house surge protection for us last spring.
Uh-huh.
Well, we just had a lightning strike and lost all our electronics.
I think you got the wrong number.
Most people don't think about surge protection for their homes until it's too late. Crosby Electric reminds you that power surges can do a lot of damage.
Bill's Handyman Service.
We lost our TV, DVD player, computers, router, even our toaster.
This is a recording. Please leave a message at the tone.
Oh.
The technicians at Crosby Electric have installed whole house surge protection in dozens of homes in the River Region. We do the job right, so you're really protected.
Bill's Trash Hauling Service.
Yeah, Bill, trash hauling?
Yes, we specialize in the disposal of damaged electrical goods. How can I help you today?
Oh, never mind.
Protect your family and your possessions with whole house surge protection, professionally installed by Crosby Electric. Call 272-2085 or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. When Michael Phelps' race against a shark turned out to be a fake race against a fake shark, that's when Shark Week officially became Jump the Shark Week. With ridiculous shows like Alien Shark, Shark Vortex, and Devil Sharks, you know it's going to be a shark storm, which is no lie, also the name of an actual show on Jump the Shark Week. And with a Los Angeles and New York version of Sharks in the City, the word on the street is that Shark Week has lost its bite. Not convinced? It all wraps up Sunday night when we dip back into the Michael Phelps chum bucket to bring you a show called Shark School with Michael Phelps. Jump the Shark Week, the Discovery Channel's TV franchise that's dead in the water.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news. Weird
news.
News of the weird.
Maybe I'm just too old for this, but when I see MTV saying, well, we're not going to give separate awards to men and women, we're going to go gender neutral, I don't know what the point is. Yesterday, the United States...
I think it'll cut down on time.
This is true. This is true. The U.S. Navy has launched a new form of birth, as in B-E-R-T-H, birth control. The Gerald Ford, the newest Navy aircraft carrier, launched yesterday. No urinals. No urinals.
What?
Only toilets.
Oh, right. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, no urinals so that everybody can share the bathroom. Now, forget the fact that the Navy and the military had to spend millions of dollars last year dealing with pregnancies.
Right.
Caused by sailing together on the open seas and serving in combat units. There's a lot more of that than you've heard about, but we've done the research. But now, what's the outcome of this gender-neutral aircraft carrier? There's only one possibility.
In the Navy.
You have to sit down when you pee.
In the Navy.
Remember to put down the seat.
In the Navy.
If you're a woman or a man.
In the Navy.
Yes, in the head you'll never stand.
In the Navy.
It's healthy for your prostate gland.
In the Navy.
You never have to use your hands. While not in the pot, don't have to stand.
In the Navy.
In the Navy.
In the Navy. When you do, when you do, when you do number one or two. When you do, when you do.
Gosh.
I can just imagine those guys going in there and being like, okay, we got to write a song about this.
You won't hear that on NPR.
This doesn't really belong in Morning Maroon. It's too serious for that. It's not really a showbiz thing, but Venus Williams is fighting the wrongful death lawsuit filed against her for an accident in which somebody died. Her papers say injuries and or damages to the plaintiff were solely based on unreasonable failure of the plaintiff to use an available operational seatbelt at the time. But an attorney for the victim says the data retrieved from the car proves he was wearing a seatbelt, as was his wife, who was driving. She claims the car was not adequately maintained and repaired, but their attorney says our client's vehicle is a brand new 2016 Hyundai, which the inspection papers prove was in perfect working order. And this is why, we'll talk about it in a moment, but there's two words that come to mind when you see this. Troy King. I'm serious. I'm being totally serious here. This is the kind of games that get played. So you need somebody good. And Rich will tell you more in just a moment.
Okay.
No, I had to say that because this is the kind of garbage. Oh, man. Yeah. I got a rebuilt shoulder and a back surgery.
Right.
And you get treated like a criminal by the other team, so
Troy's the guy.
This is what you expect. In the world of injuries, this is more than a sports story. In my opinion, a new study found CTE, which is chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Jeez. You said it.
It sounds terrible.
The degenerative brain disease linked to repeated blows to the head. Now, this is really scary. And there's already been a trend for parents of young athletes to push them away from football.
Yeah.
The brains of 202 deceased football players were looked at. Oh, 111 played in the NFL. Of those 111, 110 were found to have CTE.
That's
just one brain.
Frightening.
Number. It is. And how do you work against this? You can expect to just hear more about the link between football and brain injuries. And this doesn't usually show up until years after concussions and things like that have occurred. The brains that were studied came from players as young as 23 and as old as 89. If you don't count the players who did not play in the NFL, the CTE rate was still 88%. So that's alarmingly high.
You know the NFL is shuddering about this. Just
they
shuddering.
Have to be. Well, look at, they've already had one giant verdict they're going to face, and they're going to be more. And where does this go? I mean, we all love football, but they're going to start playing flag football?
Right.
Now, they're doing NFL stuff. Has anybody ever looked into just college
That's a good,
players?
Good question.
Yeah, these were only
I'm
NFL
curious.
Players.
In this. I mean, football is football, right?
I'm sure there are many stories and injuries and so forth, but it goes one thing it does prove that a helmet just is not enough. So whether they can find a way to build a helmet interior that will absorb the impact instead of the human being wearing it, I don't know.
How about these NFL players that are not allowing their kids to play football Have you seen that? There are a lot of them that said, not my kid.
That's right.
My kid's not going to do this.
You are absolutely correct on that. And that, I don't know. It's just one of those things. Women who show cleavage at work are considered better bosses and more powerful.
Oh, really?
This from the University of Wisconsin. The effect of cleavage was especially strong, not with men, but with other women, who overwhelmingly said women showing cleavage seem more powerful. Researchers say they were kind of surprised by the results, like everything else when it comes to women, sexuality, and work. But it's a minefield to navigate because dressing provocatively can have negative consequences.
Yeah.
Like men that just sit around and go, you know, all day in their...
Did you hear that, Emily?
Yeah, I bet she did.
There was reports of a ghost. This happened in Thailand, specifically Pattaya, Thailand, so we don't get people confused. They were walking on the beach Monday night when they spotted something coming out of the water, a bright white, human-like shape, just floating off the shore, and they were certain that this was a ghost, perhaps that of a drowned woman or something. Police were called. They quickly realized it wasn't a ghost. It was just a very pale woman.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Coming out of the water in Thailand.
In Pattaya.
Here's another one of those stupid things that rank states and cities. According to a study from WalletHub.com, the best big city to live in is Virginia Beach, and that's not really that big of a city.
Well, area-wise, it is. It's huge.
Jacksonville, too.
They took in, like Jacksonville, they took in almost the whole county.
They figured in cost of living, taxes, jobs, entertainment, safety, sports, weather, and commute times. The 10 best, Virginia Beach, Seattle, Pittsburgh, San Diego, Colorado Springs, Austin, Minneapolis, Vegas, Denver, and San Jose. Now, how can they figure in taxes and then put all these California cities in there where the taxes are outrageous?
San Jose?
Now, you're going to be stunned at the 10 worst cities, according to this study. Detroit.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
Detroit. Baltimore.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
St. Louis.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
Memphis.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
Surprise the... Rich, Cleveland.
Okay, well, I'm not shocked.
Now, we've all heard, I mean, you know, it's, the murder total coming out of Chicago's sickening. It did not make the top 10 worst, or the bottom 10 worst, or where we're supposed to put that. At 8:39 on News Talk 93.1 FM, we'll get Rich's update on the forecast in just a sec. I'd like to remind you that whatever the occasion, whether it's one that's built into the calendar, how many days till Christmas?
It's like 150-something or other. 154? 152.
You know, and your natural reaction is, I'm not thinking about Christmas right now, but maybe you should, because we all have one special person we'd like to gift something really special, something that makes a statement about how we perceive them. Bryan Jewelry is the place to go to make that statement gift. They have 3 generations and 63 years of experience at Bryan Jewelry in Prattville, in not only with a huge and very competitively priced selection, but the touch of a professional jeweler as well, where they can bring your idea to life. Just go in and talk to them. They know how to ask probative questions so they can find out about the person you're shopping for. At Bryan Jewelry, their customer service is top-notch. They have a whole showcase. This is an easy hit if you're shopping for a birthday. For a friend who's into the greatest rivalry in sports, a War Eagle Roll Tide selection that is second to none. Real jewelry, not souvenir kind of tchotchke stuff, but the real deal. You can take the tour online at BryanJewelry.com or stop by and see them at 1778 East Main, in the preferred community.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
I told you a little while ago that the visibility is getting better out at the airport. Now I'm looking from 23,000 miles in space down at the clouds, and the clouds are shrinking here in central and south Alabama. So that area of fog is burning off, and that's going to lead to some sunshine, a sun and cloud mix today. Scattered afternoon and evening storms will be around. There's none on the radar right now, but not as many is the last few days when the storm density was, it was pretty dense on the radar. High in the low to mid-90s. No, I'm saying 93 today. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Very hot, and tomorrow I think we'll be in the mid-90s with triple-digit heat indices and only widely scattered afternoon storms. So that's the trend here. Fewer storms and hotter days. Friday, rain chances in the 40% range by evening, high around 94. Then on Saturday, I've got the high around 89 because there'll be a lot of clouds and showers tomorrow. That should be on Saturday. That would be as a frontal system settles south in the state, and that could affect some plans in the state of Alabama. So get our weather app. Make sure you have it on your phone so that you can watch radar, future radar, and the hourly forecast. It's a good thing to have. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. This morning, lots of humidity out there. Temperature now is 78. We're still got a 200-foot overcast out at the airport, but I think we'll see some breaks in that a little bit later on this morning. It's 8:42 now. We were talking about Troy King a little while ago, and boy, he's the man. If you got a problem with an accident, maybe you've had an encounter with a big rig, something that's not your fault, it's their fault, distracted driving, texting and driving, you need to call the law offices of Troy King. Now, as you probably know, Troy was the attorney general for our state for 7 years, and he always felt his job at his AG was to protect the people of Alabama. Well, he is still protecting you as a practicing attorney now. At the law offices of Troy King, they have the objective to help people when they need an attorney the most, because Troy is going to level the playing field. You can be sure the other side is going to have an attorney, so you want a guy that's going to be a strong advocate for you. A major insurance company conducted a study recently, found out that people who are represented by a lawyer received on average at least twice as much as those who didn't have a lawyer. So pick up the phone, call the guy who's still protecting you. That's the law offices of Troy King. The phone number is 215-4440.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Are you ready for our morning maroon nominees?
No.
Well, too bad, because that's what's next in the Family Truckster.
In Congress, it's okay to be two-faced. Career Congressman Mo Brooks has repeatedly attacked Donald Trump, calling Trump's border security plan, quote, worse than Barack Obama's. Worse than Obama? Here's Brooks attacking Trump.
I don't think you can trust Donald Trump with anything he says.
But now Brooks claims he endorsed Trump. But listen to Brooks just weeks before the election when asked if he was voting for Trump.
That means you're going to vote for Donald Trump.
I didn't say that.
In fact, Brooks said Alabama conservatives would regret supporting Trump.
A lot of people who have supported Donald Trump, they're going to regret having done so.
And even days before the election, Brooks wouldn't endorse Trump. Career Congressman Mo Brooks, two-faced on Trump, wrong for Alabama conservatives. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Whatever you've got planned this week, cancel it! The Summer Clearance Event is going on now at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery, where you get up to $12,000 off MSRP on new Ram 4x4 Bighorn Crew Cabs in stock, or lease a new 2017 Ram Quad Cab Express. Now only $279 per month. During this event, all trade-ins are welcome. Just bring us your old car as is. Don't even wash it. We want your old car, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. And with a job bringing home $350 per week, we want to approve you today. Get out of your old car and into a brand new vehicle with rates as low as 0% APR financing during the Summer Clearance Event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Fort Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com. Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance. 36 month lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived. $279 due at inception. All sales plus tax, tech, title, and acquisition fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan. Offers don't apply.
Let's visit Pipsqueak and the boys and see what's up at Airport Trailer.
Yeah, I'm going back to school. I want to be a well-rounded trailer. I say you don't say, boy.
Hey, I want to talk to you about my schedule.
Who's this guy? That's Thornton Mellon Trailer. My dad. He's taking me back to school.
When's our first class?
The schedule says 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? No good. I got a massage 11 o'clock. Tell him to make it 2 o'clock.
These boys will be lucky if they find the campus.
Hey, folks, it's on me. Shakespeare for everyone. Okay.
It's time for midsummer savings on Big Tex trailers. With all the rain we've had, it's still hay season. Check out the Big Tex Goosenecks. Airport Trailer and Big Tex have it all. You know that Big Tex has the perfect lawn and landscape trailers. And it's just about time to start moving cattle. Check Airport Trailer's selection of CM stock trailers. Get to Airport Trailer today and find out what owning a Big Tex can do for you. Shop the full line of Big Tex products at Airport Trailer, your River Region Big Tex dealer. New trailers, repairs, or tune-ups. It's Airport Trailer. Call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Here's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute.
Need to sell your home quick? Follow these steps to guide you in selling your home. Follow the five P's to success. Prepare, price, present, provide, and proceed. Prepare your home to sell. Professionally clean the home. Carpets, flooring, cabinets, closets, yard, flower beds, and exterior. If it needs new flooring, new paint, new appliances to update the appearance, price your home to sell slightly under the competing houses because they are typically overpriced if they've not sold. Present. Show and present your home within 1 hour's notice, meaning all toys, games, dishes, clothes are out of the way, and it smells and looks good at any time someone wants to view the home. Provide all of the documents and information concerning improvements you have made, utility bills for your home, floor plans, survey of the house. Proceed to closing. Hire a closing attorney that only does real estate closings, not wills and trusts. For details on a plan to get your home sold quickly, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogutson@charter.net.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about herbal remedies. You feel under the weather, your mom gave you herbal remedies. Now you're feeling worse, like you have been cursed. Your mom's a terrible nurse, you're doubled over vomiting. Herbal remedies aren't tested for children, kids, or adults, really. But some people think they're magical. Listen, kids, if you're sick, don't use tree bark, leaves, and twigs. If you do, then just a little later, you'll be dealing with kidney failure. No herbal remedies, kids, because if you have kidney failure, you're in trouble. Barney loves you.
Well, that's why we love him, because he can take those tragic and traumatic moments in life and
tough subjects.
Yeah, yep. Address them in a way that does not. Mm-hmm. Well, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You have a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. Duh. I want to, Jay, do you have the scoop on that? You'd asked about something with Walmart.
Well, it was one of their, I don't know what they are. They're security guys, I guess. They're not actually police officers, but they're security guys. Just embarrassed themselves when they were trying to take down a shoplifter who did not shoplift at all. And there's a video of it on YouTube. I guess it's going around making the rounds. I haven't watched the video yet, so I don't know exactly all the details. But he, you know, gets all puffed up, all like Mr. And then, you know, then he turns red-faced whenever he, yeah, so.
Did he turn unemployed?
That's another question I'm curious about.
This is, of course, you know, not everybody is Paul Blart, but there are people that get a uniform and a little authority and kind of go overboard.
Yeah.
Guess what state?
Oh, guys, it's got to be Florida.
Florida. Yes, where a 29-year-old woman named Natasha Bostic. She's well known around Flargo.
Yeah.
Flargo.
Flargo.
That's.
Well, I like that better.
Largo. Flargo is a contraction. It's anyway.
Flargo.
She went for some liposuction back in October. Her doctor took before and after photos of her at Standard and Plastic Surgery. I've seen those, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But that became the piece of evidence that did her in because she paid for her procedure with a stolen credit card. As the police were investigating, they went to the doctor. He gave them before and after photos, which showed Natasha's tattoos, like a heart and the roses on her bosom. They figured out who she was, and she was arrested for felony credit card fraud.
Because she's marked for life now.
Her before and after pictures did her in. Now, we're going to give this one to the Dallas Cowboys because they punished a player after he was charged with shoplifting in Virginia. But the police yesterday said, well, he's not the guy, that he's not a suspect in any way, shape, or form. But the Cowboys dumped him off the roster. Now, Lucky Whitehead was the suspect in this misdemeanor shoplifting incident, but he was not the right guy. The police completely cleared him, but the Cowboys stood by their release decision. And you know, you got to wonder if he doesn't have a little bit of a grievance there through the NFL players.
I would say so.
Probably so.
And then finally, our last nominee is a guy who took his wife to the grocery store, and I guess he got bored waiting for her in the car. So he started passing the time.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, not that.
He was practicing macerating his strawberries, so police. And now he's not going to jail, but he is going to have to receive counseling. You know that class you take where they tell you not to in a parking lot in public? Can you remember that? Here's your lesson.
Don't do that.
Off in a parking
lot. I've had so many classes, that one slipped my mind.
But he still has to register as a sex offender.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's, having that on your record, even for what he was doing Lord.
Well, yeah, you go to a job interview or something.
That's it. You're done, man.
You know,
well, what did you do? Well, if it's something you can explain away, if it's one of those things, maybe.
Yeah. You're labeled a sex offender, but you're telling the prospective employer.
No, all I did was.
It could happen to anybody. No, it can't. Happen to you.
I mean.
So.
It could happen to anybody.
Who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
Well, you know, I'm leaning towards Tattoo Mama because of the stolen credit card.
She gets my vote as well.
Right.
Yeah, because they do take photos.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, you have to kind of share that award with the front desk at the cosmetic surgeon's office because they took her in under one name and never bothered to check to see if it matched the name on the credit card.
Right.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Oh, you know, I did have a little liposculpting done once. Makes your abdomen rather red and tender for a few weeks.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about doing it again. I don't want to be a fat dad at my daughter's wedding. So I may just let them go in there with the hose, since they've already been in. There's a hole.
Go in there with the hose. Hose them down.
Basically, that's what they use. It's a tiny little, you know, and it sucks the lard off you.
So you really thinking about doing this?
I'm thinking about it. Who's Janelle's dad? Oh, he's the fat guy crying over there by the...
Well, they won't do the fat part, but it will be. That radio guy over there crying his eyes out.
I don't expect to. I don't expect
follow
to.
The trail of tears.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
No, it's true. Because this is going to be outdoors, it'll probably be a mud, very muddy area by the time I'm.
It's
there.
Like that thing when you go out to your street and you see water, and you're like, "All right, who washed their car?" And you look down the street to find where the driveway, the tears are or the water's coming from.
All those trails will lead right back to me.
How many days are we on that? 100, what was it?
2-something?
On 255. Daddy gives away the bride.
Thanks for letting me get that out of my system. You know, I could maybe Mike at Masters Renovation, since he's so good at creating solutions, maybe he could fix me up with a pair of shoes that have gutters. Built in. Or whatever. Solutions for your home. Here's the thing. We all have things we want done around the house. Odd jobs, projects. Some are big. Some are a little more sophisticated. Maybe it's just a repair here and there. Maybe it's a bathroom remodel. Maybe we want curtains hung. We want flooring installed. Whatever it is. Do you have to call 17 different people for 17 different projects?
No.
You don't. Because Masters Renovations puts 25 years of experience in remodeling of all types to work for you. Veteran-owned, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Discounts, by the way, to veterans and first responders. Masters Renovations can be your one-size-fits-all solution to getting things done around the house. I think one reason why we kind of put things off is we feel like we've got to consult with all these different people to get all these different things done, where Mike has been doing this for a quarter century, has great references, and if you aren't sure what you want to do, he can help you invent a solution. If you have a game plan that needs to be executed, he can do that too. Takes direction well. That's Masters Renovations. Estimates are free. Call 216-4004. That's 216-4004 for Masters Renovations. And that's for Big Money.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You've seen those cute little girls on TV telling you to call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Well, now's the time for you to call Chad and get your AC unit checked out today. Chad's AC Direct can help you with quick service for maintenance and repairs. And if you need a new unit, call Chad today at 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Big money. Call 264-6464. Check them out on the web at chadsacdirect.com. Alabama license 92244.
Hey, Montgomery, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at Mattress Firm. You don't have to sleep hot anymore because Mattress Firm's coolest sleep sale ever is underway. And you can get the latest in cooling mattress technology, like the exclusive Serta iComfort Temp Touch and the new Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice. Mattress Firm wants to help you beat those hot summer nights with a free cooling bundle. Get up to 2 free pillows and a mattress protector with select purchases. And get Serta Queen mattresses for only $499.99. And with the Mattress Firm daily deals, you're guaranteed to find an amazing deal every day, like free pillows, up to 50% off mattresses from the brands you love, and more. Visit a store to see what the daily deal is today. And with over 15 queen mattresses under $699.99, there's something for everyone. Visit one of the 3 locations right here in the River Region, Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, on the Eastern Boulevard next to Lowe's, or out at East Chase. Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
July 26th is FBI Day. I celebrate by wearing my official FBI t-shirt. See, it says FBI, Female Body Inspector. Pretty cool, huh? Have a happy FBI Day.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman for my friends at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. 4 Healthy Pets has everything you need for your dog, cat, or other pet. They have the greatest line of foods Montgomery has to offer. Everything in the store is locally sourced or sourced right here in the United States of America, with the exception of a couple of things that are sourced in Australia or New